in Roswell, New Mexico, weird things happen.
And the voice is back.
Hey, that's what their fucking ad said.
That's true. The weird stuff sure is back.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. Because the CW insists on showing us commercials during the stream that we
watch. For the show that you're watching.
Yeah. They're like, hey, are you watching this show? Let me also show you an ad for this whole show that you're watching.
Just in case you forgot. Just in case. Or we're losing interest.
Just in case you wanted to get oversaturated.
Oh, are you starting to lose interest in the show? Let me show you this commercial with an electrifying tagline such as, weird stuff happens.
And weirdly enough, nothing weird has happened. Yeah. It's been very boring.
Aside from just the fact that they're aliens.
Yeah.
Just the sheer premise.
We have no idea what they can do either. They can just do stuff.
Yeah, it's very unclear. Electromagnetic power.
That's all we know.
Specifically for Max. Wait, no. And then the homegirl can get into people's heads.
Like she can access the dream dimension? I don't know.
Yeah, like she said, she can kind of like get into people's heads and like sway their thoughts,
let me influence them. Let me just.
But she doesn't seem to be very successful at it because every time she doesn't seem to be successful. Also, I don't know if that happened.
None of them are successful at anything they can do. Like yeah. They're all like.
And I think that's the biggest thing from like this versus the original is like in the original they just sort of did stuff all the time, and especially for like when he resurrected Liz, that took. Definitely extra effort, but they use their powers in little ways all the time. And in the reboot, like, they really don't much, and when they do, it's not on purpose.
Yeah, they, like, kind of... I think it's because they hide so much of themselves that they, like, fall on at some point, can't use their abilities as easily as they used to. Mm-hmm.
They have a lot more rage.
They have a lot more pent-up aggression. I think it's because they have to hide who they are.
Probably.
Mm. Welcome to our psychoanalysis of the aliens.
Why are the aliens like this?
What's really funny about this episode is I feel like this is the first time I noticed that all of the episode titles are songs from, like, the early 1000s/late 90s. Yes. So this one was so much for the Afterglow, which is definitely a song by Everclear.
Yeah. I love it.
I know. I love that album. It's a good album. But, it's just really funny because I was like, oh, they're really going for that aesthetic, I guess. But at the same time, not.
It's like they're trying to pay homage to the original, but also they're saying, screw you, we do what we want.
Yeah. Screw you, Mom, I do what I want.
Yeah.
What was really funny is I think, was it this episode? I want to say that you were like, oh my God, she has the Twilight books on her bookshelf.
I think it was whenever she was,
Oh, no. My bad.
I want to say that was the second or third that...
My bad. We'll just forget I said that.
Twilight books? What Twilight books?
I've never heard of Twilight. What is that?
I don't know her.
So, what's really funny is... I guess they decided to make... We really noticed that all of the aliens are fucking white.
Yeah.
And we're... It's like, everyone who lives in New Roswell is brown. Yeah. To some degree. And what's honestly even sadder than that is the best friend is the brownest character, and she gets zero attention.
Yeah.
It's just like...
No one pays attention to her.
Yeah. We have a dark brown person on our staff. She works here. Where she is, I don't know, but she works here.
I promise she's here somewhere. You wait long enough, she'll show up.
Oh, God.
You're dying.
I am. No, it's really funny. And I'm just like, okay, so aliens can't be anything other than white, I guess, now? I don't know. I've just suddenly noticed that...
All the things you can do with aliens, and you can't make them not white?
Yeah, I've just noticed that a lot of aliens that I've seen recently, they've been... played by white people in media, and I'm just like...
Lame and sad.
Yeah, but the thing is they haven't been oppressive aliens, they've been, like, misunderstood aliens, and I'm just like, oh my God, is this white propaganda? Are they trying to white propagandize me?
I mean, they would.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what's going on. I'm just saying I'm noticing something, and I feel like it's fishy. It's very fishy.
Very fishy. Like the ocean. Or like, Long John Silver's.
Long John Silver? God, I can't remember last time I've seen one of those. Anyway.
I've never been, so.
You're really not missing anything.
I assume there's fish there. I assume it's a fishy location.
A fishy location. Well, you are...
In both meanings of the word.
You're not wrong, so.
Their fishy's a little fishy. Anyways, I'm done.
So, Liz decided to tell... She proceeded to fuck the doctor. And not only fuck the doctor, but tell him about Max being an alien. And I'm like, why?
It was a bad call.
Yeah. It was a bad call. Because she didn't even know what he was doing behind the scenes already.
No.
So she really was just like, I'm upset a little bit. And
I'm upset a little bit.
And I'm going to lash out. And I'm just like, okay, well, that's like...
Well, the doctor also sort of convinced her because he's like, oh, well, that's the fun thing about being adults now because we have to do taxes, but we can have sex for fun and as a coping mechanism now.
Which everyone seems to be doing. They're just like, I need to cope. Who wants to have sex?
It really is, though, yeah.
Also, I was...
CW here teaching kids good coping mechanisms.
I don't know if the CW is trying to teach anyone anything.
That's not what the CW is here for.
They're not here to teach you anything. They're just here... I'm not here to educate you. I'm just here to have a good time. That's it. That should be the CW's...
Just like Liz in this episode. Here for a good time. Max is waiting for marriage.
He's literally like the forlorn lover bitch who is just like, I love you!
I've loved you all my life!
And he's just constantly shouting that, and Liz is very unreceptive. She's just like, okay. She's just like, I kind of like you back, but you're an alien. I don't know what to do.
She's like, I don't feel like thinking about my feelings, but I definitely would love to get down and dirty.
Yep.
Which is why she's here to have a good time. Max is waiting for marriage.
She just went to Costco. She's got herself one of those big-ass boxes of condoms. She is ready to get it in. She's just like, look, I just got fired from my job where I was doing some real important research.
Did she get fired?
Yeah, they lost their funding, so she basically got fired.
Okay.
And she was just like, we lost our fucking funding. I got fired. I had to come home because I'm fucking bored. I ran away from my fiancé because I really wasn't feeling it. And
She did have a fiancé.
She's ready to just fuck. She is ready to get it in with anyone in her hometown who is receptive. She's just like, look, when I was in high school, I really wanted to I wanted to fuck all you dudes, but I couldn't. But, you know, now we're adults and we can do whatever we want because I've got my own bedroom.
My dad's in the hospital. Let's have fun.
I'm just giving you guys a peek into the life of Liz. Like, into her state of mind. I feel like that's exactly what the fuck she was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yet... Sorry, I'm just laughing at the fact that I'm glancing at the Wikipedia page and I saw, while Max has sex with Jenna at her house. They were really just like, having sex all over this place.
They were, because it was them and then Michael and what's his face? Forgot his name. He's in the military.
Oh, bum leg?
Not his name, but yeah.
I don't know what his name is. I just know he's the cripple of the show.
Alex. I think it's Alex.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Whatever.
Anyways, but it was them and then Max and Jenna. Did you say her name was?
Yeah.
So the blonde
really
bitch.
What was funny about Jenna is I thought that she was the sister, and she was.
And you were just screaming about a sister cop, like you were just yelling.
I was just like, "Why are both of the aliens cops?" Sure, the aliens have infiltrated the cops.
And then you saw the sister, realized they were different people, and started yelling, "The cop bitch is a different bitch."
She was. I was very shocked by that. I thought they were... Honestly, they looked roughly similar. They looked vaguely interchangeable enough where I wouldn't have noticed if they recast her mid-episode.
Honestly, same, yeah.
Honestly, it wouldn't it be funny if they just, like, recast her mid-episode? It's just completely different actress. And you're like, I guess.
That would have been so funny.
Well, they were just two offhandedly tanned white blonde women, and I was just like...
Very, like, 2000s looking.
Yeah, very interchangeable. I was like, whichever one you want... Basically, that's what the casting agent was. Like, they were just like, whichever one you want to go with, I don't fucking care. They're both the same. And that's why I didn't know they were two different bitches.
Also in that same scene with the cop was, I never thought I would hear the phrase naked cowgirl mud flaps before, but you know what?
And so here casually, we are. So casually in conversation they used it.
I recognize those naked cowgirl mud flaps.
They're like, it's the old racist who limps out on the outskirts of town with his hick friends. And they all seem to be, like, roughly in their late 20s, early 30s or something. Maybe even mid-30s. I don't even know. They all seemed vaguely of a certain age. They were all very... It was weird because I was like, are hick mountain people... Like, that's basically what there are. I don't know what it is about being out there in Roswell, New Mexico. I guess they're, like, hicks, but they're also, like, mountain people, and they also live in the desert. It's very confusing. That they behave very strangely.
They really do, yeah. And then the cops did a shootout with them.
See, that's
for
the only
some reason.
That was the only way they could defuse the situation, I guess.
I guess. Well, I think they did it in order to try and get the bullets from his gun, but I'm like, I feel like y'all can get a warrant. Like, I feel like that's something cops do.
Yeah, but warrants take a long time.
That's
They're
right.
like, I need
and
this information now.
And they only have a
now.
Police station of, like, three people, so.
Yeah, the most they can hope for is maybe getting that next week at fastest.
Yeah.
And even then, they'd have to call them, like, five favors. They're like, you know what? No, let's just have a quick little shootout where we'll just, like, attack his masculinity and he'll offer us the gun shales. I'm like, I mean, I guess, whatever you gotta do to get your job done, I suppose.
Well, he didn't offer the gun shells. I think they picked them up off the ground after he shot.
Yeah, shot that's what I mean. I meant, like, they could steal them. They were just having a very... I don't even know. I don't know how to describe it. They're creating a unique situation where they could get the forensic evidence.
Yeah.
Free of charge. But anyway... Oh my god, what is my dog doing?
He was being very rude, so I had to remove him from the premises.
Sorry, you've been bounced. I really don't know. I really don't know what else happened other than that. I mean, the
gays
had sex.
Honestly, I don't even remember if everything we talked about was this episode or not. I really lost track.
We found out the show is very... Not only is it bingeable, but it's best enjoyed bingeably.
Yes, please binge it. Like, if you haven't watched it yet, just wait till they're done with the season and watch it all at once.
Yeah, they'll put it on Netflix.
Yeah. Oh, we also found out that the aliens drink nail polish remover.
Oh, yeah, because in the original, they drank, like, hot sauce or something.
Yeah. But now it's nail polish remover, because why not, I guess?
They needed something weird for them to do.
I guess.
And they're like, oh, they're gonna drink nail polish remover. That acetone's really gonna fuck them up.
Doggy jail.
Yeah. But anyway. Aliens are weird, I guess. They just have to find
weird
a way to
weird stuff sure does happen.
In that old Roswell, New Mexico. Oh, I also forgot that there was a plot point that Liz actually got a new grant in San Diego and she could have left.
Oh, yeah.
And she chose to stay because she wanted to figure out why, or who, she wanted to figure out
more
what
about
happened
her
to
sister.
Yeah, what happened to yeah. About the death of her sister. And I'm just like, I guess. You could also put that shit behind you. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
But, you know. That's apparently not Liz's way. She's gotta know. She just fucking has to know, even though it has nothing to do with the fact that she's a scientist. So I'm just like, bitch, maybe you should follow your career.
Yeah.
Dwelling on the past ain't gonna do nothing for you. Mm-hmm. Your sister's still dead.
Well, this is where Max admitted to where, like, he saw her sister that night.
Yeah.
But he didn't say more, right?
Yeah, but I think that might have happened in the episode after this.
No, I think him admitting that happened, and then, like...
Oh, yeah, that's what it was, and then that's...
That was kind of, like, the end dramatic moment was him admitting.
Yeah, and then...
Because I think...
End of the episode, she was all...
Every episode we've watched so far has, near the end, had some very dramatic scene between Max and Liz, where he admits his love, and they fight about something, and then end up okay at the end of the fight.
Yeah, I mean... Honestly, this whole show is, like, hinging on the melodrama of their relationship, and I'm just, like, it's not intriguing enough.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's at least more intriguing than, like, the other alien, what's-her-face? I keep forgetting her name.
Honestly, it would be more intriguing if he was just, like, a normal white person.
Yeah.
Let alone, not an alien. Unless he's alien royalty. Then this will get, weirdly interesting.
That's the drama I want.
Yeah. I'm waiting for... I just want to know more about the goddamn aliens.
So when did they go to space?
Exactly. I'm like, honestly...
This
I don't
is the
give
CW.
A
f- speed it up.
I don't give a fuck about any of this stuff. I just want to know more about the aliens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Know your audience, CW. No one cares about this romantic bullshit. We want aliens. Show us unsolved mysteries. Anyway, I guess we'll just keep watching. But...
We sure will.
Till next time.
Bye.
See you guys. Gucci.
Gucci.